Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. Keep your labels, don't want your titles. Let us live our life with God as our guider. I tell you, you're tuned in live right here on the Faith Walking Faithful broadcast with yours truly, the King Daughter, Naomi. It is a privilege and an honor to be here with you all on today. I tell you, we have a special guest with us today. We have a man of God, I'm telling you, that is certainly in flight for Jesus Christ. Amen. He's truly on a marathon race. We have with us Mr. Billy Dorsey. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm good, sis. How are you?
I am doing so awesome. It's so good to hear from you. I'm telling you, I'm watching you, and I'm like, wow, he is truly doing. Look, you're going the journey. You're going the mile. And
we got to do it.
Hey, I'm honored. Wow. I remember back when we had our first interview. And it's been a while ago, I tell you, but you are still on track. God is doing some amazing things in your life. I'm listening to these latest songs, and I'm like, man, listen, I got to ask you this. We're going to first let you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listening audience. Give us a little history for those that don't know you that may have tuned into this interview. We want to introduce them to Billy Dorsey, so just give us a little background, okay?
Okay. Well, my name is Billy Dorsey. I'm a pastor, a singer, a songwriter, a record producer. First and foremost, just a servant of the Most High God. And God has delivered me from homelessness to bring me to a place where I've been blessed to win most of the major music awards, including the Grammy, Dove, Stellar Award, top the Billboard charts, and have done a couple world tours now, traveling, singing the gospel, and sharing my testimony of God's deliverance. So that's me in a nutshell.
Wow, that's awesome. And as you can see, he's done a lot. That is amazing. One of the things I wanted to say, and you know I'd be trying to get a preach word on here. I know you can do it. But I was listening to your you and I. You got a little snippet out there, you and I time. And I'm like, wow. You know what? I said, that's all about relationships. And Billy going to have to talk about the importance of maintaining a relationship, not only with each other, I mean, with Jesus, God first. Let's just talk a little bit about relationship. I want you to encourage someone that's out there that have been in relationships or failed relationships, and then those that are in decent relationships. Talk about maintaining one.
Well, I mean, the key to maintaining a relationship outside of God is to have God at the center of it. And that's true whether it's a romantic relationship or if it's a friendship or, you know, even some business partnerships. Those are relationships, too, in a manner of speaking. So
absolutely.
You want anything to thrive if you want anything to be victorious or to grow in any meaningful way, you got to put God at the center of it. People make the mistake of making relationships their God and then wonder why they don't fail or why they don't succeed. When, you know, we serve a jealous God. He said, you'll have no other gods before me. So don't make your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your wife or your husband or your job or your, you know, your friendships. Don't make those things your God. Put God at the center of them and watch what happens.
Right. Now I want you to help somebody. They say, yes, but I'm supposed to love them and give them and do for them. Help them understand the balance of that. You're a married man. I mean, help them understand the balance of having that relationship with God versus cherishing your spouse.
Well, again, as I said, you know, God said that you'll have no other gods before me. You know, and so the priority needs to be faithful first, then to your relationship if it's your spouse, then if you have kids to your children, and then to your ministry or your church or your whatever your other obligations are for the kingdom. That's the order, and it's a divinely orchestrated way that things are meant to go. And a lot of times when you see things falling apart in relationships, it's because those things are out of alignment. When you put a relationship before God, or when you put your kids before your wife or your husband, when you start taking things and putting them out of the order that God intended them to be in, they're going to fall apart because we serve a God of order.
And that is important, that order you just said. It's husband and wife, so the husband put the, well, God goes first, then you got your husband and your wife, then you got your children, then you said your career, right?
Well, your ministry. So if you're serving a church or, you know, now for me, somebody like you or I, our ministry is our career. So those two fall in together. But for somebody that has a job, your obligation is to God first and then to your job. Now, granted, you got to go and punch the clock. You know, you got to earn that money because the Bible says that money answers all things. So you do have to work to live, but that's the order. Your ministry and what you do for God should come even before what you do for your career.
Right. And I just and back to what you were saying too on the you and I time is God and then the family, your husband or wife, you gotta have it in that order because a lot of people they want to put ministry first or they want to put things before their families. I wanted to bring that out. Yes, you gotta have that's the balance I want to bring out right there. You know, families. God Bible says your charity begins at home and then spreads abroad. So that even that's following God's order. You tracking where I'm going?
I'm with you.
Okay. When you talk about you and I time, you got to make sure you're not so heavenly bound that you're not spending time with your spouse. But you also got to make sure you put God first, and there is a balance there in those relationships. And I think that is just, that's so awesome to know. People need to understand they got to have that balance. They got to have that balance. Now,
this is true, but let me say this to that, sis. You and I time is not about balancing a relationship. That song is about after you've gone through a bad breakup, and now you understand that in order for your heart to heal so that you can move forward into another relationship, you got to spend some you and I time with just you and God. So that song is talking about after it's gone wrong, after the goodbyes have been said, after the tears have been shed, after the I wish we could have another chance, after this is just ain't going to work. You know, a lot of times what happens is this. You got people in the church that they only preach about prosperity, or they only preach about sin, or they only preach about heaven and hell. They don't talk about how we got to live the life that we have to live to get there. They don't talk about the journey. They don't talk about how you deal with breakups. They don't talk about how you can do everything. The Bible says, having done all to stand therefore. But sometimes when you stand, the people that you're standing with don't stand with you. You know, how do you deal with that when that happens? And so you and I time was something for my team and I that we wanted to put out there for everyone, that you may have gone through a bad breakup even though you believed God for that to work, for your marriage to work or your relationship to work. When it fails, what do you do? Before you can do anything else, you got to spend some you and I time with God, just time alone, letting him love on you and heal you, restore you.
Right, that's good. That's really important. That's excellent. And then you got I give you Jesus. All of them was referring to relationships to me, and that's why I mentioned the relationship piece. Right? Is this next album?
You're right.
Relationships? Is this center right? That's what it sounds like. I'm like, these are so awesome.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the albums.
Go ahead.
I
was going to say, I didn't even know if you was really just doing a theme of relationships, but I did want to point that out that I noticed that.
Yeah. I mean, the majority of the album deals with everyday life as a Christian. Let me say it that way, because there's a lot of songs that deal with relationships, but I've got a song called Computer Love that deals with young men having an addiction to pornography. I've got a song called Paint the Picture that deals with how the church at large sends a stereotype when you do outreach ministry in the inner city. There are churches that are dead set against that, They believe that you shouldn't be doing ministry in a city. You should be doing it abroad in other countries. Like, I've got songs that deal with everything, but the singles that we're putting out are very deliberately related to relationships.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
But the album covers all kinds of things. Everything that we deal with in a life trying to walk upright before God that the church doesn't talk about, we've written a song about it.
That is excellent. That's excellent. Okay, I Give You Jesus. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Give You Jesus, for me, you probably didn't know this, but I actually went through a divorce last year. I posted about it. You know, I shared about it. I had to take my time of healing. So You and I Time, these songs are born out of my own experiences and what I've gone through in the last year. So I wouldn't, watch the 9-year marriage end, a 12-year relationship. And so for me, when it was once I'd taken that You and I time alone with God, let Him heal my heart, left Houston for a while. I wasn't preaching. I wasn't singing. I wasn't doing anything. I just went away and went to San Antonio, Texas, and just let God love on me for a minute. I had to take a few months and just go through that grieving process, let Him heal me, let Him restore me, which is what You and I Time was about. That song was born from my experience, but I know other people can relate. And so Give You Jesus is me saying, all right, when I fall in love again, whenever this blessing happens, which for me it's happened, when that door is opened again, this is the kind of man that I would want to be, or the kind of man that a man should be when he's seeking the heart of a woman who is sold out for God. And so Give You Jesus says, I could buy you candy or flowers. We could talk all night on the phone for hours. But if I'm trying to make you mine for life, it's only right I give you Jesus.
Right. Wow. I love the lyrics on that song. I mean, it's powerful.
And thank you.
Absolutely. Wow. Okay. We're going to play a little bit of I Give You Jesus because I love the lyrics on that one. Absolutely love it.
Okay, let's get it.
Enjoy I Give You Jesus by Billy Joyce.
Yeah, you fly, but you know that every picture on your Instagram shows that $1 million smile for the Kodak, but I don't believe you behind your selfie. Studied your heart like a playbook. I know you every little sigh, every stray look. I'm liking your every move like a Facebook. I see you really living what you believe. Cause you're so loud and satisfied. I gotta make sure I get it right. I'm not the mother guy, not trying to drop my dime.
Love you perfect, doing no.
Wow, that is so awesome. Yes, Lord, give me Jesus. You don't give anything, give Jesus. That's powerful. And it's awesome coming from the male perspective, saying, hey, look, lady, let me give you Jesus, you know, because I can give you flowers and I can give you this, but let me get me right so I can give you the right thing. That's definitely powerful from a man's standpoint. Amen. That is awesome. Can you talk to those that are out there, males, if you will, females, it doesn't matter, those that are going through, just encourage them a little bit. I mean, wow, that's a powerful statement.
Yeah, talk to the ladies. You want me to encourage the ladies?
Yeah, talk to the ladies, man. Look, get them in time to heal. You know what I'm saying?
This is why we wrote the song. So let me say this to all the sisters who may hear this interview.
Mm-hmm.
I've been the selfish guy. I've been the guy that thought that achieving career success would be the thing that makes everything okay. I've been the guy in other relationships that's been the buy you gifts, let me romance you. I've been that guy. And I've seen my sisters, outside of my own relationships, I've seen sisters that I cared about greatly watching them go through those same type of relationships where guys give them everything else but the one thing that they're meant to give them. The Bible says that husbands are supposed to love their wives the way Christ loved the church, not that he gave them flowers, not that he gave them candy, not that he gave them stability or a nice house or a car or kids or, you know, or financial resources, but that he gave his life for it. And that's a man's responsibility, is that he would give his life or be ready to give his life for his wife, for his spouse. That doesn't necessarily mean that he's got to die the same way Jesus died on the cross for us, but what it means is that he has to be surrendered. And the only way, hear me, the only way that a man can ever surrender to you is if he is already surrendered to God. So Give You Jesus is a song that literally talks about a man who's saying, I've already given God my heart. Take this heart that he redeemed and set free so I can love you the way he first loved me. That's the lyric of the song. So it's based in the scripture. That is the type of man you need to be looking for. Don't worry. Granted, you gotta have the other things. You want to have stability. You want romance. You want all that other stuff. But if he's not sold out to God, if this is not a man who prays, if he doesn't spend time in his word, if he's not on his face before God for his own life, how is he ever going to praise to God and seek God's direction for your marriage, for your family, for your children? Is this the type of man that you would want your kids to look up to and say, that's my dad? If he ain't, run for the hills, my sister. But if he's a man that's sold out for God, then he can give a heart that's sold out for God to you.
Right. Amen. So help me out a little bit now, Billy. They tell me that there's these guys you can meet now, and as a woman, because you say that he may not be quite there, you can win him over and all this kind of stuff now.
The Bible does specifically talk about, you know, the wife winning the husband over with her testimony or with her life lived for God. The Bible talks about that. But that's not something that you should seek. Let me say this. If you're already married to someone,
right,
and he's not walking upright before God, then, hey, the Bible talks about you living a life that's sold out and the wife winning the husband over with her testimony or with her life that's lived in faithfulness. Don't let it make you mad. Don't let it make you lose your cool. Don't let it make you lose your religion. You've got to live a life that makes him say, you know what, my wife is, after everything I put her through, she's still seeking this God. She's still following this God. She's still going to church. Even if I don't go with her, she's living that right life. Maybe I want to know the Jesus she knows. Let your light so shine that it wins your husband's heart over to the Christ in you, if you're married.
Right.
But sisters,
see,
if you're not married to this man, yeah, no, but mm-hmm. Listen to me, sis. I got to make sure I say this because I know that there are a lot of sisters in that situation.
Okay.
But if you're not married to him, and he's not living for God, and he's not seeking God, and he's not trying to get his life right with God, I don't care how attractive he is to you. I don't care how good he treats you. I don't care how much money he has or how, you know, how good the relationship is. This is not a man that God would send you. God is not going to send you. The Bible says a house divided against itself cannot stand. He's not going to send you somebody that is not walking upright before him or not seeking his face. All of us have issues. Don't get me wrong. We all do. But if this man is not trying to live right before God with you, he's not the one that God sent you. I don't care how you try to spin it. It's not biblical. It doesn't line up with the word. And I would petition you, my sisters, to wait until God sends you. Because the Bible says the man who finds a wife, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. It ain't your place to find him anyway. You let him find you. Yeah, you let him find you while he's walking upright before God, while he's consecrating himself, while he's trying to get it right. And then if he meets you along the journey and both of y'all are already chasing God, guess what your relationship is going to be?
Right. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. I've been told I'm too hard because I don't even see you. If you ain't, I ain't going to be waiting on you to go to church if you ain't already going. You know. Hey, yeah, the guy told me I was too hard. Some of them, they tell me some of those that don't go to church better than the ones in the church and all this kind of stuff. And you know what? The thing you said is key. They may be a better provider. They may be a better gift giver. But their heart, and that's the key, where's his heart? Where's his heart at? He can always come around to making money. He can always get around to the other stuff. But you better make sure you got a heart of God, because I'm telling you, some of them finances put you through something. But anyway, tell the listener now just a little bit about where they can get your music at.
Well, music is available anywhere you buy digital music. So iTunes, Amazon.com, you can go through your phone carrier and buy it there, T-Mobile, AT&T, all of that. It's on Spotify. I've got my own Pandora channel, the Billy Dorsey channel, so you can definitely go there. The Spotify, I've got my own channel there as well, and you can buy the music through those. Physical CDs of my first album, Marathon, are available at Lakewood Church, or you can have one shipped to you by paying for it through Amazon.com. And the new album, Masterpiece, will drop later this year. Available everywhere that you can buy music as well. Give You Jesus is out right now.
Wow. And your website?
BillyDorsey.com.
That's what I'm talking about. Wow. Now you done gave us a good lecture. That was real good. And what I want you to do now is just take a little minute and encourage someone that's coming along that's saying, you know what? I wanna pursue a relationship, but I'm not sure I'm over this hurt. They're not quite sure they're over it.
I'd say to the person that wants to move forward in another relationship, but you're not sure you're over it, there's a couple key ways that you'll know. You know, one, are you still stalking your ex on Facebook, on social media? You still riding by the house trying to see if somebody at there? You know, like, these are things that they don't talk about in church, but these are things people really do.
Right.
Are you still trying to see if they moved on? Are you still thinking about them? Are you still missing them? Those are the easy ways.
Good.
If you're still going through that, you're not over them, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
You know, I hope everyone listening, you know, hears my heart on this. That's part of the healing process. You have to go through that, but in order to be ready for another relationship, you have to go all the way through it. There's no timeline.
Wow.
For me, the healing process was faster because, you know, there's a lot of details that happen, and, you know, but for me, the biggest thing was I knew that I gave my all, and I knew that my all wasn't good enough. And when you've given all that you can give, and the other person acknowledges that they see you trying, but it's not enough. And, you know, there was a lot of hurt on both sides. We went through a lot. So I knew that I had done everything. I left it all on the table. So it was easier for me to walk away because I didn't feel like, man, if I had just done this, or man, if I had just done that. You're able to walk away and say, hey, look, you know, I tried, you know, it didn't work. Maybe it wasn't meant to work. God, what do you have next? You know, so make sure that you give your all. You know, if you've given your all and it's over, go through the healing process, allow yourself to hurt, start seeking God for restoration. That's what You and I Time is about. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is wait, because what we do, sis, we jump into another relationship to be lonely.
Right.
You heard what I said? You know, we want to be with somebody else. I said we jump into another relationship because we're lonely. You know, instead of us taking that quiet time alone, instead of us saying, you know what, yeah, she fine. Or for the sisters, yeah, he's fine. He's saying that right thing. I'm lonely. I don't want to be by myself right now. Maybe another person to take my mind off this person I'm trying to get over. Instead of doing that, because all you're going to do then is end up hurting yourself and this new person because you're still broken.
Right.
So take some time. Say, you know what, I'm trying to get me right. Allow God to heal you.
It is. It's so important to be honest during that critical process right there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're truly being with someone. I know when I went through mine, and, you know, I did thank God for the brother being there when I went through mine. I'm going to tell you, that made things easier. But I was brutally honest, you know, about, you know, the fact that I was at a place where I really didn't know what I wanted at that time, you know. And so it's okay to have friendship, I would think, as long as you're brutally honest. Don't lead people on and mislead people. And that's what I would say. I know I did. I had a friend that was there, and it was beautiful because, you know, I was able to cry on the shoulder and stuff like that, but I was brutally honest. And so there was no pain caused in the friendship.
Right. What's the key? I mean, you got to be real. And see, this is the type of stuff that, again, this is why it's big for me. I believe God gives, you know, the word says that some are called to plant, some waters, and God brings forth the increase. Like, there's different people are called to fulfill different positions in the kingdom. God is the one that only that can bring forth the increase, only though. You know, so the pastors, they're planting salvation. They're planting, you know, being delivered from sin. They're planting, you know, that you can be, have prosperity in your relationship or in your finances. That's their plan. For me, I believe God has allowed me to go through everything I've gone through, from being delivered from homelessness to overcoming divorce to being successful in my career to now finding the woman of my dreams and being able to love her the way that a man should love a woman. He allowed me to go through those things, I believe, so that I can plant in those areas. I can plant in overcoming. I can plant in deliverance. I can plant in restoration. I can plant in finding the right relationship. And how do you do that in a way that God will be pleased with it? I believe that that's my calling now. And so the music just lines up with what I believe God has called me to do based on what he's brought me through.
That's excellent, because also when I went through it, I know the church folks was acting like, you know, you can't have nobody to your house and, you know, that's not healthy. And I'm like, look, y'all need to go ahead on with all this. We ain't doing nothing against what God's words say. You know, I'm not into no intimate sexual relationship with this person. I can be friends with a male. You know what I'm saying? And so there's a lot of people out there that go through that. They've been in relationships, friendships with male, female. People make it look like you're going together, boyfriend, girlfriend, but you just have to be real with yourself. As long as you're fulfilling the word of God and the will of God, live. That's what I would like to say. Live. Relationships come and go. But you have to live on, right? We got about a minute left, and I want you to just encourage somebody in these last 30 seconds. Go ahead and encourage someone.
Well,
they got to live.
You got to live. Look, nothing wrong with you having a broken heart. The Bible says that God is near to the brokenhearted. So he already knew that you were going to go through the hurt. He already knew that person was going to betray your trust, or that they were going to leave, you were going to mess up, or whatever the circumstances were. And guess what? People may not forgive you. People may not let go. People may not be able to move on. People may never look at you the same after you've gone through a hurt, whether you caused it or they caused it. But you know what? God is faithful to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. God is a God of new beginnings. The Bible says his mercies are brand new every morning. That doesn't just relate to sin. It also relates to our heart being broken. It also relates to relationship troubles. It relates to every area of our lives. So let me encourage you by saying that if you've gone through something where you feel broken, I know the one that's able to put you back together, and his name is Jesus. Let go of people. Take a break from relationships. Allow God to heal you. Seek him for restoration and watch him make you stronger than you ever were before. And when you're ready, he's going to bring you the person that he always created for you from the beginning. God bless you, and I love
Amen.
You.
There Amen. You have it, Billy Dorsey himself. Thank you so much, bro. I appreciate you taking time out to talk to us. That was
awesome. Love you, sis.
Amen. I give you Jesus. All right, love you, bro.
I love you back, man. Great interview, sis.
Yeah, you fly, but you know that. Every picture on your Instagram shows that.